ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. The Gemara is continuing to be mefarish the machlikis of Yimya by Abba and Rav Huna, where the Edom sign on a get mekosher. Rav Huna holds the Edom sign ben kesher le kesher, and Rav Yimya by Abba holds the Edom sign achoy aksav uchenekad aksav mi bechutz. And the Gemara is mefarish, according to Rav Huna, why we not chishish that the Malvel will add whatever he wants to the shtar and he'll sign false Edom on the lines that he added and he'll be mekayim the shtar with the Edom aksherim. Zog the Gemara that we write shor v'kayim to tell us that this is the end of the shtar and therefore the Malvel can't add whatever he wants to the shtar. Fek the Gemara v'leichish d'ma mochik le shor v'kayim. Why we not chishish? Maybe he will erase the word shor v'kayim. He'll write whatever he wants into the shtar v'hoder kosev shor v'kayim, and then he'll go and write a second time. He'll rewrite the shor v'kayim b'seif ha-shtar, and this way he'll add whatever he wants to the shtar. So the Gemara, in the case where there's a mechika, we're not chishish, because in the case where there's a mechika, it's possible. If one adds a word to the shtar in between two words, he puts another word above the two words to add it in between the two words, and he's mekayimit lebesayif hashtar to tell us that he was toiler one of the words. In such a case, the kiyam is mani and it's kosher. But machak pasul, if there's a mechika in the shtar, even if one is mekayimit lebesayif, that the edim tell us they saw that such and such a word was erased and rewritten, afil pisha mekuyim zokta beichlan, it's pasul. And the Gemara explains that this that we say machak is possible is dafka b'makom shor v'kayim. It's dafka on a place in the shtar where it could have been written shor v'kayim. It fits in that this could have been the place where shor v'kayim is written. Ukeshir shor v'kayim. And it's dafka if it's enough space that the mechika was enough that it could fit the word shor v'kayim inside. In such a case, zakte b'yechanan machak possible, even if it's mekuyim lebesayif, it's possible and one cannot learn out from what was rewritten on top of the mechika. This that we say machak is possible afal pi that it's mekuyim. The Rambam in Perek Chav Zayin Ilchas Malvel Veleiva is mefarish the chashash that we are chayshish being that the edim can't sign directly under the shtar. There's always a space between the chasimus ha'edim and the seif ha'shtar. Memele v'chayshish, maybe the Malvel made up the kiyim. He squeezed in the kiyim in between the seif ha'shtar and the chasimus ha'edim. He will squeeze in the kiyim. Therefore, machak is possible afal pi that it's mekuyim. We say the Mekiyim is not Mahani because we're Choshish that the Malva stuck it in between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim and it wasn't the real Kiyim that the Eidim was signing on. Memele Zok the Torah, P. This Pirish of the Ramam, it's Dafke in a case where there is no space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim. Therefore, we are Choshish that maybe really originally there was a little bit of space, a line in between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim. And now the Malva went and in that line he wrote the Kiyim, but the Kiyim was really made up by the Malva and the Eidim didn't sign on the Kiyim. But Zok the Torah, if there are two lines, if in a case where there is a space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasima Sa'idim now, and in Cain, the only way for the Malva to make up the Kiyim would be that if there was two lines in between the Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, and now the Malva wrote the Kiyim in one of the lines, and there's another line now of space between the Kiyim and the Chasima Sa'idim, Zok the Torah, in such a case, we're not choshish that the Malva stuck it in between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, because it's not the derech for the Edim to sign with two lines of space between the Chasima Sa'idim and the Seif HaShtar. So the Torah, in such a case, by a get poshet, we also say the halacha of machak is possible. By Zok the Torah, if there's a line of space between the kiyam and the chasima seidim, in such a case it is kosher. We're not choshish that maybe the malvah made up the kiyam himself. In such a case, there is no chash, and therefore the kiyam is a good kiyam and machak is kosher. It's dafke in a case we are choshish that the malvah made up the kiyam. We say machak is possible. Our kopanim, we have by a get mekusha, where we are always choshish that maybe the malva made up the kiyam. We have halacha from Yechonon that machak is possible. If there's a mechika in the shtar, it is possible. Afal pisha mekuyim, even if it's mekuyim b'seif hashtar, we are choshish that malva made up the kiyam, and therefore machak is possible. What do we mean when we say machak is possible? Is a machlikis harishonim. The Rashbam in Devei Maschil Machak possible says af mashi yigia lov, even what he wrote over the mechika is possible. Afal pi that it's mekuyim. And the Rishash's Magi takes out the word af, that the Rashbam is saying, Machak is possible, Mashi Giyalov, whatever he is Magi on top of the Mechika we cannot use, we are Choshish that the Malva was Mezayifin, and therefore what's written on the Mechika is possible. It's Mevur from the Rashbam, it's Dafka what's written on top of the Mechika is possible, but the rest of the Shtar is a Kosher Shtar. And this is also the sheet of the Rashbam on Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Rashbam is Mefarish, this that we say on Mechika is possible, Afa Pisha Mekuyim, is dafka the makam ha-mechika ma-shegi Allah, it cannot be used, and we assume that on whatever was written on the mechika where choshish the malva was mezayifit. But the rest of the shtar is still considered a kosher shtar. And the Rashba brings b'shem Rabbeisov that if machak is possible, not only am I what's kosov agabi a mechika is possible. So the Rabbeisov of the Rashba, when we say machak is possible, we mean that the entire shtar is possible. And the Amifarish Tershita, why is it that a mechika in middle of the shtar passes the entire shtar? So the Rabbeisov of the Rashba, we are chishish that maybe he erased something that's l'chai vasai. It's possible if the shtar says that the loiva owes the malva money, but it was written in the makam ha-mechika a tnai that's l'chivas the malva, that if the loiva would be mekayim the tnai, it would make that the loiva doesn't owe the malva money. So it could be that he was mechik a tnai in the chiv, he was mechik that it says something in the shtar l'chivas that he was mechik, but maybe the entire shtar is possible. If there's any makam ha-mechika in the shtar being at the kiyim, it's not possible between mekayim and mechika, we are chishish the malva made up the kiyim. Memela machak is possible, the entire shtar is possible. And the Rashba asks on Rabbeisov from the Lashon of our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, Tluya mekuyemis ksheva machak is possible. And the Gemara is mefarish, afopisha mekuyem, it's possible, like umbrella, el possible, el ben mokim shar vekayim, ukishir shar vekayim. It's only possible if it's ben mokim shar vekayim, ukishir shar vekayim. In fact, the Rashba, if we are chishish, that maybe he was mechik a davar that's l'chay vasay, maybe there was a tnai written in that the lever only doesn't owe the money if he's mekayim the tnai. In Cain, why do we say davka if it's been mokim shar v'kayim u'kishir shar v'kayim? I feel if it's not been mokim shar v'kayim, maybe there was a tnai that's erased, that he rewrote, that now it shouldn't be l'chay vasay anymore. So the Rashba, it's mevuah from the Gemara that we're not chishish, there was something written l'chay vasay that he's erasing the entire chashish, that maybe he erased the word shar v'kayim and was cause of my deboy b'sayif ashtar, but we're not chishish that maybe there was a double l'chay vasay that he came and erased it. And l'chay with his wife and the Rashba is a kashan the Rabbeisav of the Rashba, how they mefarish ha-gemar, why is it dafka if it's been makam shar v'kayim u'kishir shar v'kayim? In the Chidushi Aran, he holds like the Rabbeisav of the Rashba, he is chaylik on the Rashba. And he says this, that the Rashba brings a raya from the Gemara is not a raya. Zokteran, being that the case that Rabbi Yochanan was discussing, Tluya mekuyem es ksheira mochak posel, Zokter Beichon, afal pisha mekuyem. Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a case where mechika that's mekuyem lebesoif. Zokteran, in a case where the mechika is mekuyem lebesoif, and it's only a chshash, maybe the kiyem is made up and not a good kiyem. In such a case, we're not chshash so far that maybe it was mechika davar lechayvase, we're not going to passel the entire shtar. But Zogderan, in a case where the Mechika is not Mekuyim, that's when the Rabbeisav of the Rashba is saying a Mechika that's not Mekuyim, then we are Chishish, he was Mechika Dabal Lechayvasoi. Then the Chshash isn't as vite of a Chshash, it's not the Pshah we're being Chishish that maybe the Kiyim was made up. We are just being Chishish that on a case where the Mechika doesn't have a Kiyim, so now a Chishish maybe it was Mechika Dabal that's Lechayvasoi. Zogderabbeisav of the Rashba, if it's Mekuyim, then only the Makam of Mechika in Lil Moed Bimenu, that Makam is possible, and the rest of the Shtar is Kashay. But if it's Eini Mekuyim, then the entire Shtar is possible, and we are Chishish, maybe it was Mechik Adavar, which is Lechayvasai. And the Chayvah, the Rashba goes to Shitasa earlier in the Sugya. Toysis on the Gemara, V'layamu Machak Pasal, B'makam Shar V'kayim, U'kashir Shar V'kayim, is Mefarish, that if it's not only if it's Kashir Shar V'kayim, Kol Shekin, if it's more than the Shir Shar V'kayim. The Gemara is coming Lafuke, if it's less than the Shir Shar V'kayim. But if it's more than the Shir Shar V'kayim, Zog Toysis is Pasal, and Toysis is Mefarish, that if it's more than the Shir Shar V'kayim, then we are Chayshish, maybe erase the word Shar V'kayim. And he erased other things earlier in the shtar before the word shar v'kayim, and he rewrote all that to make it flow that the word shar v'kayim should be after whatever he adds to the shtar. He rewrote again the end of the shtar, and he wrote the word shar v'kayim lebesayif. So it plays as if it's more than the word shar v'kayim, it's kolshken, there's a chshash, maybe he erased more, that it shouldn't be nikkur this, that he erased the word shar v'kayim. And the Rashash asks on Taisis, if he erased more than the word shar v'kayim, if he erased two or three lines in the shtar, why is it that Taisus only explains we are chayshish that the words shar v'kayim were also erased, and the reason why he erased more was because he wished that it shouldn't be nikkur this, that he erased the word shar v'kayim. In fact, the Rashash, why don't we say there's a chashash that the last two, three lines of the shtar had a davar which is l'chay vasay, and he erased something in the shtar which is l'chay vasay, and that's why it's possible if he erased two, three lines of the shtar. And the Rashba is also mefarish like Taisus that if one erased two, three lines of the shtar, it's possible because maybe the place that he erased was the word shar v'kayim, and he erased more that it shouldn't be nikkur that he erased the word shar v'kayim. And the chayv is this, that the Rashba and Taisus were not bothered by the kasha of the Rashash that we should be chayshish, maybe something is written l'chayvasay, is the Rashba going l'shitasay? We are not chayshish in a mechika that he was mechik something which is written l'chayvasay. The Rashba is that that's considered a vayter chashash that when not chayishes that a person would be mezayif and erase something which is written lechayvasa in the shtar. The cheskes kashas of the shtar says not to be chayishes so vayter that the person erased a double lechayvasa. Memail there mefarish. Why is it that it's possible if one erased two or three lines is because we are chayishes he erased the word shar v'kayim and he just erased more that it shouldn't be nicker this that he erased the word shar v'kayim. It's all a psul because maybe he's going to be moisif in the shtar he's mekos of my deboy and rewrite the words again shar v'kayim again the besayif hashtar. Not only if it's Kashir Shar V'Kayim, but Koshkain, if it's Bezer Gimel Shit, and if it's Yosef and the Shir Shar V'Kayim, it's also possible. Al Kopanim, he said over on the Halacha Reb Yechanan that Tluya Mekuyemis is Kosher and Machak is possible. The Rambam and the Shulchan, the Mechaber, Paskness Halacha Machak is possible, Afilu by a Get Poshet, and the Mefarish, the Chashash is maybe that the Malva will make up the Kiyim and write it in between the Seif Hashtar and the Chasim Sa'idim to get Poshet sign on the bottom of a Shtar. And that's also the chash by Get Mekusher. Maybe the Malva made up the key, and Mela Afilu Mekuyemis also it is possible. And that's what Yechanan says, Machak is possible. We said, over Machlikus HaRishonim, if this that we say Machak is possible means Ein LeMeiden from the Makam HaMechiko, that's the Shita of the Rashbam and the Shita of the Rashba, and the Rashba brings B'Shem Rabbeisov that they hold when we say Machak is possible, the entire Shtar is possible. Fact the Rashba and Rabbeisov, how can we say Machak is possible? How can we say it means that the entire shtar is possible? The Gemara says dafka if it's kishir, if it's been makim shar v'kayim, kishir shar v'kayim. If we are chayshish, maybe erase the double l'chay vasa. I feel if it's not been makim shar v'kayim, also we should be chayshish, maybe erase the double which is l'chay vasa. And we said over the teretz of the Ran is miyashiv. This that the Gemara says it's dafka been makim shar v'kayim, kishir shar v'kayim is only by when it's mekuyim. Being that it's mekuyim, the chash is less. When not chayshish, he erased the double, which is l'chay vasay. But if it's ain't mekuyim, in such a case, machak is possible. The entire shtar is possible. And this machlikus the Rashba and the Rabbeisov is also nechluku by the mechab and the Rama. The mechab paskind it's dafka the makam of the mechak is possible, but an ain't lemaidin from the makam of mechak. But the rest of the shtar is kosher. And the Rama paskins like the Rabbeisov of the Rashba. The Rama paskins that the entire shtar is possible. If there's a mechika, it's ain't mekuyim. It's b'psayich hashtar. The entire shtar is possible. We are choishes that he erased the double l'chay vasay. And we said over that the Rashba and Taisis go l'shitasa, go with the shita of the Rashba. This that the Rashba isn't choishes that maybe the Malva erased the double which is l'chay vasay. The Taisis speaks out, this that we say it's kishir shar v'kayim, it's koshikain if it's yoysa, and Taisis explains, maybe that there was he erased the word shar v'kayim, and then he erased more, that it shouldn't be nikkur that he erased the word shar v'kayim. In fact, the Rishash, why doesn't Taisis just say that maybe he erased something which is l'chay vasay? And we said the Rashba is going l'shitasei. The Rashba says like Taisus, and the Rashba l'shitasei. We're not chayshish. Maybe the Malva erased something which is l'chayvasei. There's a cheskes kashus of the shtar that we don't assume that the Malva erased the double which is l'chayvasei. Only be a chayshish. Maybe erased the word shar v'kayim. The Gemara is mamshich and asks on the Vimir by Abba that says that the Edim sign and I get mekusher achivi aksav uchenegad aksav mi bechutz. Fact the Gemara leichush dil mekosav mi gavoi my deboy. Maybe he will write on the inside of the star whatever he wants. Umachtim sadi, yisevi me'avroi, he'll sign extra edim, and he'll say, I know the rabbis be'edim u'de'avdi. And the Gemara answers, when at chayshish, that he will add to the star, amalei misavit edim kesidron chasimi, that the edim sign the width of the star, the derech haksiva, kesedera haksiva, of the other side of the star. The edim sign milamata lemaila. The edim sign along the length of the star, they sign the other way perpendicular to what's written on the other side of the seder of the star. Eidim mimata lemaila chasimi. Memela, there's no chash that maybe he will add to the star and say, I know the rabbis eidim ka'avdi. On the etzim kash of the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, according to Yirmi Abba, we should be chayshish that maybe he'll write extra ksav and say, I know, and be marbe be'edim and say, I know the rabbis besadi ka'avdi. The Rashbam brings the pirish of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is mefarish the chash that maybe he'll write extra lines of the star, he'll add to the star, and even though there won't be any eidim signed me'achayvi hashtar, he will tell us that the reason why there are no Edim signed Me'achayvi Hashtar is because he couldn't find Edim. Originally his Kavana was to find more Edim, but being that he couldn't find Edim, therefore the end of the Shtar isn't signed. And the Rashbam is Chelik on Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashbam holds in such a case it wouldn't be kosher. In such a case that the person doesn't have enough Edim Keneged Aksav till the Seif of the Shtar, he's not Neman to tell us that the reason why he doesn't have Edim is because he couldn't find Edim to sign Me'achayvi Aksav on whatever was added to the Seif Hashtar. So the Rashbam de Gemara's question is that maybe he will add Edim originally, he'll bring other Edim, not Edim Kshayim, will be Moisif Edim al Ashtar, even past where the Ksav is. And then later on, he'll add Ksiva, he'll write more Besayif Ashtar, he'll write more lines, and now there'll be Kenegad Aksav, because Edim signed before was written, they signed on the original Ashtar, and now when he adds, he'll be adding Kenegad Edim, and we're going to think it's Pekashas once we're Mekayim the Edim on top. The Ritva asks on the Pirush of the Rashbam, in fact, the Ritva on the Rashbam, if we are to say that maybe Rechoshesh, maybe he's going to add Edim Psulim, in order to be Marbe Be'edim, just to make up, it should be Meforsim Adavah, to be Moisif Edim Al Ashtar. And then later on, it'll come and be Kosev Keneged Achasimah Se'edim, and be Mekayim Nedishtar with Edim which are on top. In fact, the Ritva, why don't we just make a takana that a person by a get Mekosha has to be Mekayim with the Edim Atachtoinim? The Edim Atachtoinim have to be the Kosher Edim. Memele zok the Ritva, he is not mefarish like the Pirush of the Rashbam. Elamai is mechiach like the Pirush of Rabbi Nochanan. On the emphasis, this kash that the Ritva is asking in the Rashbam, Tosis and Devi Amasra, no, the Rabbi is koavdi, that the person's tining, I'm only doing this to be Marbe Be'edim. In fact, Tosis was this kasha. Why don't we say that this person should have to mekayim the shtar with the edim and tachtoinim? Then there's no chashash that maybe it'll be moisif edim, maybe marv edim psulim, and then be mekayim the shtar with the edim on top. And being that a person would have to be chosim with edim kshayim b'sayif ha-shtar, the edim will not sign can negate a blank part of the shtar. They'll only sign can negate a ksav where it's already written. And Tosfos says the reason why the Gemara didn't answer according to Yirmiyahu bar Abba, the one has to be mekayim the shtar with edim atachtoinim, is because it's mevuah from the Mishnah in Gittin that a person can be mekayim the shtar by get mekusha, which with any three edim, he does not have to be mekayim the dafka with edim atachtoinim. It's mevuah mitoich Mishnah that a person doesn't have to be mekayim mitoich edim atachtoinim. Einach anami, if there would be such a halacha that a person has to be mekayim mitoich edim atachtoinim, the Gemara's question wouldn't be shver. But the Gemara knew that this halacha is not true. Therefore, affect the Gemara according to Yirmiyahu bar Abba, why are we not chayshish? Maybe it'll be Marbe Be'edim, and then afterwards write Keneged the Edim that signed on the Achari Ashtar. He'll go and now write a Ksav Keneged the Chasimah Se'edim. On this, that the Rashbam asks on Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashbam is Chilik on Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Chari, the time why the Rashbam doesn't agree to Rabbeinu Chananel is because how is it that a person can be Neman to say, I couldn't find Edim, that's why I didn't sign Edim? Why would a person be Neman with such a Taina? The Ritva is Miyashiv, the Pirush of Rabbeinu Chananel, Dr. Ritva, rather in such a case, a person wouldn't be Neman. If he comes and says, I couldn't find Edim, the Shtar is possible, and we're not miming him to say the Shtar is kosher, and he couldn't find Edim in order to be chosim, Keneged Kol HaKsivah Shabashtar. But Dr. Ritva, the Gemara's question is that what happens in a case where the person writes a long Sav, and he taka can't find Edim, he be'emis can't find Edim to sign Keneged Ba'achivah Ashtar, Keneged Ashtar. And in such a case, the person's going to come be lovely, they have said. In a case we can't find Edim, he's going to come to a Hefsid, he's going to come that the Shtar is going to be puzzle, even though it was written by Emerson, it was written by Kashrus. In such a case, the person is going to be bothered. They have said, how could Chazal be Mesakin, Ksivas, get Mekusher, in an oifen that people are going to be bothered? They have said. The male, the Kash of the Gemara is, being that in such a case, a person can't be Neman, in a case where he couldn't find enough Edim, he can't be Neman to tell us that he couldn't find enough Edim, because then even a person who had enough Edim will go add to the Shtar and tell us that he couldn't find enough Edim. So, like the Gemara, the Chazal Mesakin get Mekusha that in an oifen that some people will be bothered. They have said, how could Chazal be Mesakin Ashtar in such an oifen? The Gemara continues and asks on the Shita of Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, who was Mefarish, that the Edim sign on a get Mekusha Mimato Lamailo. In fact, the Gemara, maybe the last line of the Shtar has a Dovah, which is Lira Osoy, and it'll be Gaiz Le Shita Achrein, it'll cut off the last line of the Shtar, and being on the back of the Shtar, it's signed Mimato Lamailo Reuven Ben Yaakov. When he cuts off the Shita Achrena, or cut off the word Reuven, will be left with Ben Yaakov Eid. And Ben Yaakov Eid is also a Kosher Chasima, that's also considered an Eid Chasima, that will be considered a Kosher Shtar, and would still be able to be Moitzi Mammon. Look, the Gemara, the Eidim don't sign on the back Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid. The Eidim sign Reuven on one line, and then Ben Yaakov Eid on the other line. And if he's Gaile, the Shita Achrena is going to be cutting off Reuven and Ben, and be left with just Yaakov Eid. In fact, the Gemara, Yaakov Eid is also a Kosher Chasima, and Zok the Gemara, two Terutzim. The first Teretz the Gemara says is that the Edim that signed on a Get Mekusha didn't sign with the word Eid. They just signed Reuven ben Yaakov and Melef. He's going to be Geizel the Shita Achrein. He'll be left only with the word Yaakov, and the word Yaakov itself isn't considered a Kosher Chasima. And the Gemara in the second Teretz answers that even if they wrote Eid, we know that this Chasima isn't the Chasimus Yadayim of Yaakov. We know it's Reuven's Chasimus Yadayim. So Memela, being that we know it's not Yaakov's signature, it would not be a Kosher Chasima, and the Shtar wouldn't be Kosher. And the Gemara asks, maybe Reuven signed his father's name instead of signing his own name. Zok the Gemara, we're not choshesh, a person doesn't not leave his own name and not sign his own name and only signs his father's name. In fact, the Gemara v'dilma simanda ba'almahu deshavya. Maybe this person, when he signs shtaris, he has a simon of how he signs, he doesn't sign his name. And the simon that he has is his father's name. The way he signs the word Yaakov. And the Gemara says, we find such things that people had simanim, how they signed shtaris, that Rav was tzayer kava, Rav used to make a picture of a fish. If Chanina was Tzayach Harusa, he'd make a picture of a deckle tree. If Chista made a Samach and Avoshia made a Ayin. So who adin, this person maybe uses his father's name as a simon. And the Gemara answers, Lechotze v'nish l'shavi l'shmei davu asimana. A person will not have the chutzpah to make his father's name into a simon. And l'chayu yesh l'ha and the Gemara, what is the tzad? What are the chances that a person signed his father's name instead of signing his own name? We should still say the shtar is kosher. We shouldn't be choshish that it's a false chasima. But what's the tzad that the person used his father as the simana ba'alm, or the simon he used for his chasima of Shema is that he signed his name Yaakov instead of signing his own name? That's the simon he uses for chasimas. L'chayu, it's a very far-fetched tzad. How is it that we could be mighty mammon by assuming such a tzad and assume that this is the way he signed them, and that will be mighty mammon? And there are two mahalchim and the achrenim to explain why is it that the Gemara will appease such far-fetched chshoshes wants to be machshir the shtar and with that to be mighty mammon. The Netzivin in Merei Meisodes Mefarish that Avada, we don't assume the shtar to be kosher in such a case. Only the Gemara is asking that there could be cases that a person would use his father's name as a simon, and in such a case it's going to be bali they have sin. Being that if a person only signed his father's name as a simon, we're not going to accept it as a chasima because we're chayshish del magayze l'shita achreina. It comes at chazal and misakin del ifin of the ksiva of a get mekusher in a way that people could be bali they have sin. If it'll be a case that a person will use his father's name as his simon, in such a case we're going to be chayshish del magayze l'shita achreina, and in this, such a case we're going to make the shtar into apostle shtar and be mafsid the malve moment. So how is it that chazal and misakin the get mekusher in a ifin that people are going to be bali they have sin? And the second mahalach v'bachonin and kaibit shuim is mefarish that there's a chazaka that a person isn't may his ponov to be mezayif a shtar. There's a cheskes kashish that a shtar has that it isn't mezuyif and that a person isn't may his ponov to be mezayif a ksiva of a shtar. As Dr. Bachonin, the cheskes kashish of the shtar is what allows the shtar to be strong enough to be mighty mammon. Remela being that the shtar is built on this chazaka on a strong cheskes kashis, which is eidah de meis ponav to be mezayif a shtar, Dr. Bachonon, on any vaita tzad, any far-fetched tzad, we will assume that that's what happened in order to keep the shtar kosher. The cheskes ha-shtar is machriya, the shtar is kosher, even if it has to say a far-fetched tzad of how the shtar was nechtam in a way that it should be kosher. Dr. Bachonon, the cheskes of the chazaka of the shtar is strong enough to assume that we'll assume that it happened in a far-fetched tzad. So Mela will assume that the shtar is kosher and the person signed Shmo de Avua, or we'll assume that the person was Shav Yishmo de Avua into a simon, and that's why it signed just Yaakov, even though it's Reuven's penmanship. Afilu Achi will assume that Reuven signed Yaakov as the signature for Reuven in order to make the shtar kosher. The Mela affect the Gemara, according to Revi Yemir Ba'abba, being that we're going to assume the shtar is kosher, why are we not Cheshish Dom Magayze the Shita Achreina and leave Yaakov Eid in place? And in such a case, the person will be able to Yimaitzi Mammon, even though there was a written a Dovah L'Reose, which he went and cut off. We mentioned in the Gemara that a person doesn't have to actually sign his name when signing on a shtar. The Gemara mentions that the Amirom, they used to sign Simona Ba'almud de Shavya, the Rav was Tzayach Kaver, and Rav Chanina was Tzayach Haruso. Rav used to use a fish as a simon for his name when he wanted to sign on a shtar. He would sign with the symbol of a fish, and Rav Chanina would sign as a dekel, and it was known that that was the simon of Rav, and this was the simon for Rav Chanina, and that's Sagi for or Chasima of Edom. When one signs with a kaver, one signs a charusim, and one signs with a siman and ba'almud, there's a machlikus or rishonim, what is the siman being mehani for? The Ritva in Gitnan daf peizayin amin aleph brings a machlikus, does the person have to write eight after the siman? When Rav was mitzayir a kaver as a siman for his name, was he mitzayir the picture of a fish and then afterwards wrote eight, or was he just mitzayir the siman of a fish? The Ritva brings that some Mishainim say that it's not better than writing the actual name. The Tzir of a Kavr was Kilo Rav was writing out his name. That was a Simon. The Simon was Bimkan Rav's name. But just like when the Eid writes his name, he writes Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid, who did when Rav wrote, when he was Mitzayah, the picture of a Kavr, he still wrote afterwards Eid in order to Medea that what he's signing for is in order for an Eidus on the Shtar. And the other Mishainim Achelik, that when Rav was Mitzayah a Kavr, the picture of the Kavr wasn't the Simon for Rav's name, a Bimkan of Rav's name. This that he was Mitzayir a Kavr, whenever he signed on Shtaris, this was the official signature which Rav signed on Shtaris. So if Rav is Mitzayir a Kavr, it's Memela Nishma that he's signing on the Shtar, he doesn't have to be Mitzayir the picture of a Kavr and afterwards write eight. The Chsam Sefer in Gittin on Daf Pei Zayin is Mefarish to Machlikus a little bit differently, this whether or not one has to write eight after the picture of the Kavr, one doesn't have to write eight. And the one who says that one has to write eight is self-understood. The reason why you have to write eight afterwards is the Kavr is just a bimkan of Rav's name. He's been Mitzayir, a Kavr is Kilu, he's writing Rav. And afterwards he has to write eight, just like he writes Reuven ben Yaakov eight. Zakhtar Chsam Seifer, the man, the Amru, says that one doesn't have to write eight. The Pirish is, the reason why one has to write eight when he writes Reuven ben Yaakov is because we are Choshish. then maybe he's just writing his name as a ksiva ba'alma. There are times a person just writes his name without having the kavana to sign on the shtar. Mimela, if one is signing on a shtar, he has to write Reuven ben Yaakov 8 to say that when he's signing his name, he means to be made on a shtar. Dr. Chassam Sofer, the same one of Hani Gavri Ravivi, Rav's being Metzayer a Kavra, and of Chanina's being Metzayer a Charusa, being Metzayer a Dekel, nobody just made that simon as a simon ba'alma, stamazai to write on a piece of paper. If one is writing over the simon of Rav for a Kavra, if Rav is writing the Kavra on a paper, and of Chanina's writing the Charusa, he's writing a picture of a Dekel on a paper, he means it to be Chosem on a shtar, and we don't assume he's writing it as a Tzir ba'alma. Mimeli doesn't have to write 8 because the Otachlis are writing 8 after Reuven ben Yaakov is to say that he's not signing it as a Chasima Ba'alma, and when one is being Metzayer Akava, we don't have a Chashash Bechlal that he's just writing it as a Tzir Ba'alma. On this Bechlal that Rav used the Simon of Akava to be Metzayer his name, he used the Simon of Akava. The Poiskim in Yeridayin Simon Kufmem Aleph Eska Kasha on the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Sifdal of Paskins that it's also to make a picture of Tzir Shebem Modesh Chino. Going down upon him, the Adodi, the Tzur of Malachim, the Tzur of Sofim, Vayifanim, it's also to make such a picture. And the Mechabez Messiah, Bamed Dvar Ma'amuim, is Bibayletes. All the things he mentions on the first list are only also if they're sticking out. If one is making a carving of a picture of a Malach in a way that it's being Baylet, I will be Shaykas, but if it's a sunken in, then it's Mutter. And the Mechaber says, what does it mean, Shaykas? It's Oysim Sha'argim Bebeged. If one weaves a picture of a Malach onto a Beged, or he's Mitzayrin in the Kaisel, in all of these cases, it is mutter, the isser is dafka b'boiletas. And the mechabez misayim, that's only on the first list. But when it comes to making a tzuras chama, tzuras levona, tzuras koychavim, then it's also b'im b'boiletas, b'im b'shaykas, it doesn't matter. It's always also to make a picture of the sun, the moon, and the koychavim. Fektetaz imkein, how is it that Rav used the simon of a fish as the simon for his name? How was Rav mitzayim the picture of a fish? Dogim are the mazel of the Chodesh Adar, and it's a mazel. It's a mazel of Koychavim. Imkain is making a picture of the mazalos. In fact, the Taz, I visit the Rav was able to make a picture of the mazalos, to make a picture of the mazel of Adar, to make a picture of fish. Lachayitz also to draw a picture of the mazalos. And the Taz answered that the mazalos don't look mamish like a fish. They look similar to a fish, but they have tzuris miyuchadois. And therefore, when Rav is drawing the picture of a fish, it's not mamish drawing the picture of the mazel of Adar, and therefore it's mutter for Rav to mitzayer the picture. And the Taz brings a second teretz that drawing a picture is different than mishukas. Drawing a picture is mutter, even though if it's sunken in, the isser is dafka by mishukas, where it's sunken in and it's being engraved. In such a case, it's also, but it's tzir ba'alma, in such a case, it is mutter. Zok the Taz, all these terutzim are miyashiv dafka in a case like Rav, where he's trying to make a picture of a fish and not trying to make the mazel. In such a case, we say, being that the mazolos have tzuris miyuchodos, it's not considered drawing the mazolos, being that he's not being mechaven to draw the picture of the mazolos. And who are them? We say, mishukas is also, but tziyurim ba'alma mutter. But Zokter Taz, this that the people make in the machzorim, when it comes to tefilas geshem, they used to have a minig to make pictures of the mazolos around tefilas geshem. Zokter Taz, loy toiv hei moisim, being that he's being mechaven to make a picture of the mazolos, but makam a person's being mechaven to make a picture of the mazolos, in such a case, it is also. Even though the mazolos have tzuris miyuchadis, if one is trying to draw a picture of the mazolos, then it's usher to make such a picture. Zok the Taz, those who make a picture in the machzayim, li toivei moisim. And the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef also asks this kasha, is it the Rav was Tzayer Kavri? L'chayu, it's usher to make a picture of the mazolos, and dogim are the mazol of Adar, so is it the Rav was drawing a picture of a fish to use as a simon for the chasim of Shemoy? And Zok the Shach, this that Rav made a simon of Kavri, didn't mamish draw the picture of a fish. He drew a picture that's similar to a fish. It was you able to tell that he's trying to draw a fish, but he didn't mamish make a picture of a fish, and therefore it was not bechlal the iser of drawing a picture of the mazolos. And agam, it's also to make a picture of the mazolos. The way Rav made the picture was mutter, and therefore Rav made use a picture of a kavri as his simon. On the etzim gemara, we mentioned the gemara asks that it should be kosher is chasima with just signing ben Yaakov Eid, or with this that he only signs Yaakov Eid is enough to be kosher as a chasima. One doesn't have to write his full name, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. Taisis brings the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says if you have two shtaris that are nichtiv zeh bitzad zeh, and the Eidim sign tachas these two shtaris that are nichtiv side by side, one next to the other. So which one of the shtaris are the Eidim signing on? And the Mishnah says es she Eidim nekron imoy. When you read the shtar, whichever one the Eidim begin the signature under that shtar, the Nikra Imay of that shtar, that's the one the Eidim are signing on, and they're not signing under the second shtar. So if the Eidim began signing by Reuven under the first shtar and the Ben Yaakov Eidim under the second shtar, the Mishnah tells us the Reuven Ben Yaakov Eidim signing on the first shtar and not on the second shtar. And the Gemara asks, why is it that we assume the entire chasima of Reuven Ben Yaakov Eidim is going to be chasim on the first shtar, which Reuven is under that shtar? Why don't we say that Reuven was the words that are signing on the first shtar, and that's the chasima Sa'idim on the first shtar, and the Ben Yaakov Eid, which is under the second shtar, is the chasima Sa'idim on the second shtar? And the kavana of Reuven when he signed Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid was to sign on both shtars. Reuven was a chasima on the first shtar, and the Ben Yaakov Eid was a chasima on the second shtar. And Tosis brings a machlekes Rashi, and Tosis had to be mefarish this Gemara's kasha that Reuven is tachas the first shtar, and the Ben Yaakov Eid is tachas the second shtar, and both shtars should be kosher. Tosis brings the pirush of Rashi. The Rashi learns kipshute that Reuven should be the chasima under the first shtar, and the Ben Yaakov Eid should be the chasima under the second shtar. And Imkeni was chasim on both shtaris, and both shtaris should be kosher. Tosis asks on Rashi that when one signs just his name without signing his father's name, he has to write the word Eid afterwards. If one just writes Yaakov without writing Eid, it's not kosher. So is it that Rashi can say that the Reuven is considered a chasim under the first shtar? He should have to write Reuven Eid, being that it only says Reuven and doesn't say Reuven Eid. How is it that it is a kosher chasima? And lechayre tzarech leimer lefishitas Rashi, this that he signed Reuven under the shtar, even though he didn't write the word Eid, being that it reads together Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, it's enough of a echacha that when he signed the word Reuven, he meant it as a chasima sa'idim. Hagam the ben Yaakov Eid is not a chelik of his chasima on the shtar, being that it reads together as a Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, that's enough of a echacha that the word Eid is going back on Reuven enough that we assume that the word Reuven is a chasima. We don't assume his kavanah writing Reuven was a ksiva ba'alma, therefore it's a kosher chasima, even though it doesn't say the word eid. Mikol makom, Tosis is chelik on Rashi, and Tosis learns the Gemara's kasha and gittin when the Gemara says, let it be kosher tachas the first shtar with the word Reuven, and let it be kosher the second shtar that's nichtav tachtav ben Yaakov eid. So Tosis, the Gemara's kasha is that why don't we assume that he wrote first ben Yaakov eid, and ben Yaakov eid is a kosher chasima on the second shtar, and therefore the second shtar should be kosher. After it, we should assume that when he came to sign the first shtar, which was nichtav after the second shtar, he didn't feel necessary to rewrite his entire name, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, being that if he writes Reuven and now Reuven is Memela, it's read together, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. So his kavanah of writing Reuven was that it should be read together with the chasim under the second shtar, and it should be one chasim of Reuven ben Yaakov Eid going back on the first shtar. In Cain, he signed the second shtar with the words Ben Yaakov Eid, and he's signing the first shtar with this that he added the Reuven now reads together with the first shtar, Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid, and therefore it should be a kosher chasima. And it comes out according to Tosfos, the chasima on the second shtar is the Ben Yaakov Eid, and the chasima on the first shtar is Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid, and Mela, therefore it's a kosher chasima on both shtars. Fact the Gemara, it should be kosher. Why is it that we say only Esho Nikre Imay is kosher, but the second shtar isn't kosher, being that the chasima said isn't Nikre Imay? Rav Chanan is mechiach from Tosis Achidish b'negea the Halchish Taurus. So Rav Chanan, we see from Tosis that when he came to sign the second shtar that was written, the one that the shtar is Nikrimoy that has Reuven written Tachtov, at that time it was already written Ben Yaakov Eid, and when they signed Ben Yaakov Eid, it was Nechtam Lishma of the shtar that Ben Yaakov Eid is under. It wasn't written with the Kavana in mind that it should be considered a Chasima for the shtar, the first shtar which has Reuven under it. Now when they came to sign under the first shtar, which has the word Reuven under it, he only signed the word Reuven, he didn't sign the word Ben Yaakov Eid. So to Rabbi Chanan is a halacha that chasima seidim has to be lishma, it has to be bekavana b'shas chasima bekavana for the shtar. In fact, Rabbi Chanan came only the word Reuven was written bekavana for the shtar. The word Ben Yaakov Eid wasn't written bekavana to be going on the shtar. How is it that it is a kosher chasima? So to Rabbi Chanan, we see from this that the ikur of the chasima seidim is when the Eid signs his name. The ikur of an Eid's chasima is the signing his name. This that he signs his father's name afterwards, he signs Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid. The Ben Yaakov Eid is not really a chilek of the chasima. The Ben Yaakov Eid is only to be megala to us who Reuven is. The ikur of the chasima is the word Reuven. The Ben Yaakov Eid is to be megala to us who the Reuven is, and to be megala to us that when he wrote down his name, his kavana was that it should be a chasima sa'idim on the shtar and Eidus on the shtar. Memela, if there's a halacha that one has to be chasim lishma, the chasima seidim has to be lishma, that's dafka on the ikra chasima, that's dafka on the word Reuven. The word Ben Yaakov Eid, which Ben Yaakov is megalotos, which Reuven we are discussing, and the word Eid is being megalotos, why this that Reuven is signing, he meant to be chasima chasima seidis, but it's not an ikra chelik of the shtar, the word Ben Yaakov Eid doesn't have to be lishma, dafka the word Reuven has to be lishma, and that's muchach from Tosis, that Tosis says when the Eid came to sign Reuven on the first shtar, and it was nikraim where the Ben Yaakov Eid, if he only signed the word Reuven, he didn't sign more. From there, the Gemara is asking that the first shtar should be kosher. The Gemara is Mamshech and brings another teretz to answer why, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, why we not choishish, maybe a person will write more things besayf hashtar because of my deboil, b'chosim sadi, and say another rabbi's be'edimu de'avdi. And Zok Ma'azucha, lomaloch kulei hai, kol mekutcher shein edov kolim b'shita achas is possible. And there are two pshatim in the Rishonim, what is the kavan of Ma'azucha in his teretz? The Rashbam is mefarish that the Gemara is still continuing to answer according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba that the Chasim is Eidim is milamata lemaila or milamala lemata, but it's signed la orkei shel shtar. Even though the shtar is nichtav migavoy, on the other side of the shtar it's written lerochba, you write it along the width of the shtar, the Chasim is Eidim is la orkei shel shtar. And the Gemara is answering that the Eidim have to end, but the last line of the shtar has to be the Seif Chasim is Eidim. All the Eidim either begin their chasima on the last line of the shtar, they begin signing Reuven ben Yaakov Eid and Shimon ben Shmuel Eid, they begin their signing on the last line of the shtar, or all the Eidim end their signing on the last line of the shtar, and the word Eid of all the Eidim is on the last line of the shtar. When we come Akim, all the Eidim have to end or begin equally on the last line of the shtar, and Mela there is no chshash that maybe he will come to be Gaius the Shita Achrinah Shel Shtar. If he's going to be Gaius, the Shita Achrinah Shel Shtar, it comes out, he will be being Gaius, the first word of all the Eidim, being that all the Eidim are beginning on the last line of the Shtar, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, and Shimon ben Shmuel Eid. When he's Gaius, the Shita Achrinah, he's going to be Gaius, the word Reuven, and the word Shimon, and the word Levi, he's going to be Gaius, the name of all the Eidim. Zok Taisvis, if he's Gaius, the name of all the Eidim, it's going to be look obvious to Bezin that he was the Gaius, the Shita Achrinah. Hagam it's kosher with Ben Yaakov Eid, but if he's Gaius all the names, all the name of the Eidim, and all you have is Ben Yaakov Eid and Ben Shmuel Eid, if all you have is the Ben Eid without the name, it's going to look suspicious to Bezin. It's going to be obvious that he was the Gaius, the Shita Achrinah. In such a case, the Shtar wouldn't be kosher. And with this, Tosis is mefarish to the Pirish of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam holds that Avada, according to Yirmiyahu ben Abba, the Gemara is still being masik, that the Eidim sign milamata lamaila, but the Gemara is saying, being that they begin equally, there is no chash that the Bezin will make it kosh with Ben Yaakov Eid if he is Gaizei Lishita Achrena. Tosis then brings the second Pirish, he brings the Pirish of the Riva, that Mazucha means to answer that the Eidim don't have to sign milamata lamaila, they don't have to sign the Orkei Shel Shtar. The Eidim can sign Kesidron, the Rochbe Shel Shtar, just like the Shtar is written, the Rochbe Shel Shtar, so too on the back of the Shtar, the Eidim sign the Rochbe Shel Shtar. This that the Gemara asks, why we not Choshish that maybe he will add more to the Shtar, and he will say, Anol Rabbi Sadi Kamachavna, and he's going to add Eidim, and from there he's going to add more things to the bottom of the Shtar. Zok Ma'azucha, being that the Eidim have to begin signing on the last line of the Shtar, the first eight signature has to be on the last line of the shtar, on the back of the last line of the shtar. So therefore, even after he signs all the Eidim, the Malva cannot add to the shtar. If he's going to add to the shtar, it's going to come at that the Eidim are not signed on the last line of the shtar and downwards. And in Cain, the shtar is going to be possible. Therefore, there is no chash that maybe he'll add more to the shtar and say, I know the rabbis besadi kamachavna. And therefore, the Eidim can sign Kesidjan afilo according to Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba. The Rashbam is Messiah, is Pirish of the Mazutra, and he says, Kosev Pirish Abeinu Chananel, that even though Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba answered up all the kashas that the Gemara asked, still the Aloch is like Rav Huna. And so the reason why the Aloch is like Rav Huna is from this that it says in the Mishnah, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Mekushur Sher Kosvu Eidav Mitoicha is Kosher. That a Mekushur that the Eidim signed on Mitoicha is Kosher, and Zokta Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Mipneshe Yachel Asay Se Poshet. Because a person can make a get Mekushur into a get Poshet. And Zokta Rabbeinu Chananel, that according to Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba, that a get mekusher, the Eidim sign milamata lamailo, the Eidim sign la orkei shel shtar. Even if the Eidim sign mitoicha, but being that they sign milamata lamailo, how is it that we can say that a mekusher can become a poshet? How can one make a get mekusher into a get poshet? A get poshet, the Eidim sign kisidron, they sign the rochbei shel shtar. On a get mekusher, the Eidim sign la orkei shel shtar, they sign milamata lamailo. In Cain, it's mevuah from the Mishnah from Rav Chanina ben Gamliel that he says a get mekusher can be made into a get poshet al korchach the Eidim sign kisidron. Zokta ben Chananel, it's a raya that we don't pass like Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba. And l'chayu, this is only lefi the shita serashbam lefi the first pirush of Taisvis that Mazucha when he answered Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba was also masking to the ikar teretz of the Gemara that the Eidim sign milamata lamaila. Mashenkin, according to the Pirish of the Riva holds that according to Mazucha, the Eidim sign Kisidjan, Mazucha is being chosen from the entire teretz of the Gemara, and is giving a new teretz to the Shita of Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba, then Avada, there would be no raya that we don't pass like Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba. It could be that we pass like Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba, we pass like the teretz of Mazucha, that the Eidim sign Kisidjan, only the Eidim sign on the bottom line downwards, and therefore we're not choshish that it will add to the shtar, because if he adds to the shtar, it will come out the Eidim are not signed on the bottom line downwards, they are signed above, they are signed connected to the shtar in more lines than just the last line, and therefore the shtar would be possible. on the Iker Raya that the Rashbam is being Meshem Rabbeinu Chananel, that the being a Raya from the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that a get Mekush is able to be made to a get Poshet. If the Eidim saw Milamata Limaila, how can we make a get Mekush into a get Poshet? And the Chayud is a Kasha on Revi Yom Yabba Abba, how is he mefarish the Mishnah, how is he mefarish the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel? The Adama answers this, that Rabbi Yom Yabba Abba was mefarish Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, a get Mekush is a Kosva Eidim B'toichai, just like they made a mistake that they were Kosva Eidim B'toichai, when they signed the B'toichai, they also signed the Kisijan. They made a get mekusher, but the same mistake they made that they were kosfu mitoicher, they signed the edim on the inside of the shtar, under the ksav of the shtar. Who didn't? They were mistaken, and they also signed edim kesujon. They weren't chaisim the edim milamata lemaila, and that is the case of Chanina ben Gamliel discussing. Where he says get mekusher shekosfu edim mitoicher is kashim ibnei sheyachal la'asoisei pashit. In such a case, with edim signed kesujon, then he's yachal la'asoisei pashit. And l'chayyid is the pashit the terrorist to the kasha of Rabbeinu Chananel. And the Chayit Zakasha and Rabbeinu Chanana, what raya was he bringing from the Mishnah from Rav Chanina ben Gamliel that I get mekusher shekosva edim mitoichai, it's yachal asoisei pashin, and therefore it's kosher. So we see from there the edim signed kesidron. The Chayit, when it was kosva mitoichai, the edim signed properly, they signed kesidron and not milamata lemailo. And the Chayit, the pirush of Rabbeinu Chanana, why he didn't want to answer his raya like the teretz of the Adama, is that he understood that if the edim signed kesidron, they didn't sign milamata lemailo, then it's not called to get mekusher bechlal. The Mishnah wouldn't call it a get mekusher shekos v'edim mitoichai. Once the edim are signing kisidron, that's already takes away the ikir shame of a get mekusher, that's called a get pashit. Even though they sewed it up, the ikir keveya, if it's called a get pashit or called a get mekusher, according to Yemi Ba'abu, Lefi the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel, is whether or not the edim signed milamata lamailo or the edim signed the rachbei shalshtar. So being that the Mishnah says it was a get mekusher shekos v'edim mitoichai, akorach edim signed milamata lamailo, we see from the Mishnah it's a raya, not like Yemi Ba'abu, it's a raya to the Shita Rav Huna that the Edim signed Ben Kesha LeKesha. There's a similar question to this that Rabbi Nechananel asks from the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Toisis on Kuf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph to Vimaschel Venechosh asks that the Halacha is a get poshed. One has to be Chayze B'Shita Achreina Mein Yonah Shashtar. The Gemara brings later the Halacha by a get poshed that one has to be Chayze Mein Yonah Shashtar B'Shita Achreina. By Sheker by a get Mekushim, one does not have to be Chayze Mein Yonah Shashtar B'Shita Achreina. So for Toisus, how could Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel say that it get mekusher shechos meidim mitoichai, it's kosher because it's yochel la'asoisei pashit? For Toisus, one cannot make it into a get pashit, being that by a get mekusher, one was not chayzer me'inyani shashtar b'shita achrein. If he's going to make it into a pashit, it's going to be possible because he wasn't chayzer me'inyani shashtar b'shita achrein. And Zog Toisus is similar to the Yad Rama. Zog Toisus, when the Mishnah says it was a get pashit, get mekusher shechos meidim mitoichai, not only was chos meidim mitoichai, but bechlal the mistake of being chos meidim mitoichai was also that they were chayze me'inyanish shashtar b'shita achreina. Being that the reason why one is chayze me'inyanish shashtar b'shita achreina is because of a chshash that the malvel will fill in between the soif hashtar and the chasimus eidim, there's a space, and the malvel will be kosav my deboi. Therefore, chazal masakin that ein lemeidim mishita achreina, we can't learn anything from the shita achreina, we're always chayshish that the malvel added the last line. Memela being that the last line we can't learn out of, therefore we're chayzer may inyanish hashtar b'shita achreina. We just write over a chazor of the shtar, and we don't write any davar chadash in the last line of the shtar. But that's all if the edim are signing b'seif hashtar. When the edim sign me'achayiv by a get mekusher, in such a case there is no chashash, and therefore we don't have to be chayzer may inyanish hashtar b'shita achreina. So Ktoisvis, when the edim were chasvum mitoichai, they made the mistake of signing on the inside of the shtar, tachas the ksiva of the shtar, the edim are signing, just like they were mistaken that they had been chasm mitoichai, who then they were chayzim mei inyanish shashtar b'shita achreina, being that now there's a chashash that the malva will fill in the last line between the seif hashtar and the chasima sa'edim. And in such a case, where that's the case of get mekusher shachas meidim mitoichai, is Dr. Chanina ben Gamliel, that a get mekusher shachas meidim mitoichai is kosher, because it's yachal la'asoisei pashit. In such a case, you can make the get mekusher into a get pashit. And this is similar to the teretz of the Yad Rama, that the Yad Rama answered that a get mekusher shachas meidim mitoichai, not only they signed mitoichai, they also made a mistake to sign kisidjon and not milamata lemaila. The Gemara then brings a halachah Reb Yitzchok by Yosef on Reb Yochanan kolam mechokin kulon tzarech sheyichtoy v'dein kiyumeyan. All mechikas in the shtar, any place where a person erased something in the shtar, he has to write a kiyum of this mechika b'seif hashtar, he has to write b'seif hashtar v'dein kiyumeyan. And zog Reb Yochanan v'tzarech sheyachsim in yoni shal shtar b'shita achreina. He has to be chayzer on the last line of the shtar. He has to be chayzer and chazer over the shtar on the shita achreina shal hashtar. And the Gemara explains, my time on me, I'm in the fish, I'm the maiden mishita achreina. We cannot learn anything davar chadash from the shita achrein of the shtar, so therefore we just chazer over the shtar b'shita achrein and don't write anything new. Memela zakte beichon tu alachas kolam mechakan idakiyim and tzarich sheyachsem meinyanish shtar b'shita achrein. On this day the beichon says kolam mechakin tzarich sheyichtei v'denki yumein, that in all mechikas he has to write denki yumein. There are two types of mechikas that we should discuss if they are bechlal v'kolam mechakin tzarich sheyichtei v'denki yumein. There's a nidin in the achrenim. What is the halacha if there's a mechika la'achach chasimus ha'edim? After the end of the shtar, there was a ksivus ha'shtar, and the edim signed, and under the chasimus ha'edim, there is now a mechika. Is the shtar still kosher? Does this mechika also need kiyim? The one has to be mekayim this, that there's a mechika tachas chasimus ha'edim. And the ksivus ha'choshin, some memdalat zivkotin beis, says that such a case it is kosher. Hagam yad, there's a chshash, that if there's a mechika tachas chasimus ha'edim, there was something nichtav l'ra'osei shal ha'malva, that the malva came and erased it. That we are chishish, that maybe it said after the chasimus ha'edim, the leiva came and paid the malva up, and they, when they wrote the piroin, instead of taking back the shtar, they wrote this, that the shtar is nifra b'soich ha'shtar. They wrote this, that the shtar was paid up, they wrote that in the shtar itself, and they wrote that l'acha chasimus ha'edim, and we are chishish, maybe the malva came and erased this, that it's nichtav b'soich ha'shtar, that the leiva paid up the chayv. It's kosher. Again, there is such a chshash. Afiluachi, it's kosher because the malva is a migu. He could have been gaizli the rest of the shtar, which is tachas chasimus edmi. He could have just cut it off. So, being that he has a migu, that if he wanted, he could have just cut it off. Hu adin, he is neman to say that it was the shtar wasn't paid up, and it didn't say piroin b'makim amechik, and the leiva still owed him the money, and the malva is neman with a migu to machsha the shtar and to be goyva as chayvay. Zoktoktzois beemis, there's a machlekes between the shach and the sma. If the piroin is nichtav achar chasimus ha'edim, there is a piroin written in the shtar achar chasimus ha'edim, and the malv is telling that this piroin that was written isn't true. He wrote it in case the leiva comes and pays it up. It was written agav, but avada this, that it's nichtav a piroin isn't true, and the leiva never paid up the chayv. The shach holds that in such a case also the malv was named with a migu, being that the malv has a migu that if he wanted he could have been gaizli the sefer shtar, he could have cut off the rest of the shtar achar chasimus ha'edim, and the shtar would still be kosher. The Meili is nemun to say that the leiva didn't really pay it up, even though it's nichtav v'piroin l'achach chasimus ha'edim. And the sma is chaylik, the sma that's considered a migu neged shtar, being that it's nichtav in the shtar, this that the leiva paid it up. The malva isn't nemun with a migu neged what's nichtav in the shtar, it's considered a migu neged shtar, that agam the malva is the migu, afilo hochi, the malva isn't nemun. Zoktik tzoyz loy mi boi lefi das ha-shach, that in the case where there's a mechik l'achach chasimus ha'edim, that the malva is nemun. But afilo fi das ha-sma is made over here that the malva is nemun with a migu. Being that it's not nichtav lehedja piroin, it's only a chshash, being that there's a mechiko, we are chishish that it used to say piroin, and now it's nimchak, we are chishish that the malvi raised it, being that it's a chshash ba'alma, it's not considered a migu neged a shtar, and in such a case, the malvi is nemu with the migu, if he wanted, he could have been gaizle the rest of the shtar, and in such a case, the mechiko doesn't need kiyim, the shtar is kosher, if you without a kiyim of the mechiko, kolam mechokin kulin tzorch sheyichtev den kiyimein, was not including a case where there's a mechika that's nichtav lacha chasimus ha'edim. In such a case, the malva is enem with a migu. There's another case discussed in the poskim, the Mordechai in Gittin, in Oistof Samach Zayin, in Soiv Gittin, zok the Mordechai, this that we say, cholam kolam mechokin tzor sheyichtev v'den kiyumein, is dafka if the mechika is an entire word. But if the mechika is on one letter, if there's an ois missing, lemoshel, if in the word esrim they're writing the zman of the shtar, in the word esrim they left out the ration, the word esrim. But it's obvious that the kavon over here was to write the word esrim. Zok the Mordechai, in such a case, afilu if the kiyum, if there was no ksiva of v'den kiyumein, even if they didn't write of kiyum b'seich hashtar, afilu achi, it's kosher. And the Mordechai is mechiach this, that it's kosher in a case where it's obvious what is missing from the halacha, that we know achrayis tor sofer, there's a machlikis in the Gemara, if achrayis wasn't nichtav in the shtar. Do we say that b'makam that achrayis wasn't nichtav, the malva cannot be goyvim milakuchis because the achrayis is missing from the shtar? Or do we assume that the sofer made a mistake and achrayis tor sofer, and therefore the malva can still be goyvim milakuchis? And we paskin achrayis tor sofer. So the Mordechai, we see from there that if it's obvious the sofer made a mistake, if it's obvious there was a mistake and there's something missing from the shtar, afiluachi the shtar is kosher. Memele, if there's an ois missing and it's muhach minayu bein the shtar, which ois is missing? And they wrote it in as a mechika, the extra letter, in a case where it's obvious. In such a case, one does not have to be the mechika, being that it would be just like achrayis to a sefer, as afilu kosher, afilu tapi nichtav bechlal, who would then over here such a mechika where he added in the ois where it's obvious it was missing, one does not have to have vidin kiyumein. That's not included in the halacha mentioned in our Gemara. Kol ha-mechokin kulen tzorich sheyichtev v'den kiyumein. The second halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said with Tzarech Sheyachse Me'inyonu Shoshtar B'Shita Achreina, the Gemara explains V'Sheein Lemeidim B'Shita Achreina. Tosis in Devei Amaschal with Tzarech Sheyachse Me'inyonu Shoshtar asks that what is the chashash that V'Sheein Lemeidim B'Shita Achreina, because we are chashish that maybe the last line the Malva added in between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim. In fact, Tosis is called as Davke if the Sefer Shtar is right next to the Chasima Seidim. So a chishish, maybe b'shas the Edim signed, at that time there was a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim, and now the Malva added in, that's why now the Chasima Sa'edim is right next to the Sefer Shtar. Perfect Tosis, what about in a case when the Sefer Shtar, there's a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim? So in Kain, there is no chash that the last line was written by the Malva, because if the Edim would not leave such a large space to leave two lines between the Chasima Sa'edim and the Sefer Shtar, and being that there's still one line of space, so it can't be that the Malva wrote the last line, because then it would be before the Pshas, the Edom signed, there was two lines of space, and Taisis is Mechich, though not Chayshish, the Edom left two lines of space between the Chasimus Edom and the Sefer Shtar. So in fact, Taisis, it should only be possible in a case where there is no space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasimus Edom, but in a case where there's a line of space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasimus Edom, we should be able to learn from the Shita Achreina, and we should one which it should be kosher. I feel if they weren't chayzer may in yanish al shtar b'shita achreina, we should be able to be able to learn that from the last line. And Tosis answered that ein achanami, there is no chash in such a case, but again that there is no chash, there's a loy plug rabbanon. And being that Chazal said one has to be chayzer may in yanish al shtar b'shita achreina, in the case when he wasn't chayzer may in yanish al shtar b'shita achreina, one cannot learn that from the last line. Again, there is no chash in the case where there's a space. Being that in a case where there is no space, in such a case there is a chashash, and Chazal will chayzer one or to the other, there's a light plug rabbanon that in all stars ain't lemeidim m'shita achreina. The shach in Simon Memdalitz of Kotlin Gimel is Mechimiz Medaik from the Lashon of the Rambam and from the Lashon of the Mechaber that they are chelik on this Taisus. And they hold that Ein Achanami, this halacha that Ein Lemeidim Mishita Achreina, is dafka in a case where the Chasima Sa'edim is right beside Hashtar. There is no space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim. But if there's a line of space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim, where in such a case there is no Chashash, that maybe the Malva wrote the last line, then one could be Lemeidim from the Shita Achreina, being that there is no Chashash. And l'chayvi yesh l'horu estira b'divri ator. The Torah holds like the Shita Sa'atosis in this case that there's a light plug rabbanon. They were gozru a case where there is a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim that it should be possible. It's a gzeira ator, a case where there is no space, but there is a chashash, and that's why in the Meidim Mishita Achreina. In yesh l'horu that we mentioned earlier in the beginning of the Shir, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechak is possible afel pisha mekuyim, and we said, it's dafka b'makam shor v'kayim u'chishir shor v'kayim. And we said over the chashash by a get poshit where the Edim signed the Sefer Shtar is that maybe the Malva made up the kiyim and he filled in the kiyim between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim. So we made the Zokter Ramam, that's why the Rabbi Yochanan said, afilo for its mekuyim and mechak is possible. Zokter Tur, being that the chashash is that maybe the Malva wrote in the kiyim, it's tafke if there is no space between the kiyim and the Chasima Sa'edim. Zokter Tur, if there's a line of space between the Sefer Shtar, between the Kiyam, the Sefer Shtar, and the Chasima Sa'edim, in such a case there is no chash that maybe the Malva made up the Kiyam and wrote it himself. In such a case, Mechika would be kosher as long as it's Mekuyim. The Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, the Mechika is possible, afal pi she'Mekuyim is dafka if there is no space between the Kiyam and the Chasima Sa'edim. Like the Shach L'Chayit, the Stir B'Divri Ator, why is it that when it comes to the Halacha, the Mechika is possible, afal pi she'Mekuyim, the Torah is Mechalik between the case where there is a space between the Kiyam and the Chasima Sa'edim, and there is no chash that the Malva made up the Kiyam himself? Yet, and well, it's only in a case where there is no space over there, we are chayshish and we say it's possible, but if there is a space, we say it's kosher, and mechalak between these two cases, then we don't say it's a loy plug, and we should be geyser, a case where there is a space, or to a case where there is no space. And afilu achi, the Torah paskins like Tosis, that when it comes to the halacha of our sugya, of tzarech sheyachse, me'inyonei shel shtar b'shita achreina, over there the Torah paskins that there is no chiluk between if there is a space and there is no space. Hagam, the entire cheshash is dafke if there is no space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim, and then we are cheshish that the Malva wrote the last line, therefore in the Meidim b'shita achreina, and the Torah says, even though in the case where there is a space, there is no cheshash, because the Edom wouldn't leave two lines, but goyza ha'a tuha, there's a loy plug rabbanon. And the chayyud, the shachliza by tzarechi, and maishna the halacha of mechika afal pisha mekuyim that will mechalik between if there is a space and there is no space. And when it comes to tzarech sheyachsim yonish shel shtar, the Torah of their paskins are loy plug on megoyza ha to ha, megoyza the case of there is a space out to a case where there is no space, like Tosfos says that in the case where there is no space, in such a case there's a chash, maybe the Malva wrote the last line.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.